here I am on the morning of Thursday, the 15th of December, a little over a week away from Christmas, and I'm sitting here huddled up in my flat, sitting in front of the fan heater with my great big cuddly guide dog, Vance, who hates being cuddled, don't you? Go on, off you go. Sorry. Tomorrow, however, I'm off on a little jaunt. It's barely a long weekend, really. It's only two nights, but 3 days. Going to go and visit some German Christmas markets in Germany, of all places, funnily enough. And also to just enjoy a bit of time away and to see a few places that I haven't been to before. Yes, Vance, I take the hint about your very subtle hint about wanting some water there, rattling his bowl. So we're leaving dreary southwest London to go to dreary Frankfurt and the Rhineland in order to visit Koblenz, Trier, very briefly Limburg an der Lahn, and Frankfurt itself. This time tomorrow, let me just check what the time is now. This time tomorrow, we should be landing in Frankfurt. Which is quite a worrying thought, given that I haven't actually packed yet properly. And then, as long as we get bags and things on time, we'll be heading off at breakneck speed for Koblenz, changing at Mainz on the way. Really looking forward to the trip, actually. I've always really enjoyed planning trips. I mean, I obviously enjoy doing them, but actually having something to aim for and something to organise for is really good fun, and particularly when doing it in Germany, and also actually I found in Switzerland as well in the past. Maybe it's a Germanic thing. I've always enjoyed when organising it in those places. It always seems a little bit easier. I've been using the D-Bahn website, which is absolutely brilliant. It's far easier to find and book tickets than I found using many, many other systems. Very fast. I mean, from identifying a train that I wanted to book to paying for it and receiving confirmation, took 3 minutes on one occasion, and I've certainly never done it that fast in the UK. But and tickets were posted from Germany and arrived here within 2 days, which I thought was pretty impressive too. Sadly, on this trip, the big Houndy is not coming with me. I just felt that although it worked quite well taking him to Germany at Easter. The fact that we would have to see a vet before flying back to the UK, and also just the fact that actually flying with him is quite tricky because he's so large, and I need an extra seat booking and things like that, it just seemed that for a short trip like this, it wasn't worth doing. I think were I travelling by train the whole way, and were I maybe staying for a few more days, I would take him, and I would definitely like to travel with him abroad more in the future. So he's staying with my mum here, and she's coming up to look after him. But it's reminding me of what it was like when I left him to go to Paris back in the end of August. I'm starting to get those butterflies again, starting to feel a little bit sick, and he's picking up on this and being quite clingy with me. Not right this second, though. He probably thinks I'm being slightly mad and talking to myself. Of course I am. So I think that's going to be quite difficult, and I'm going to have to probably get the bus to the airport on my own. My mum has offered to come with me, but then that would mean leaving Vance on his own, and I think that could be quite upsetting for him, seeing us leaving with suitcases and things. So chances are I'm going to have to be using the long cane and getting the bus to the airport on my own. Thankfully there's a direct one, it just takes forever. But then, as an incentive for getting up and getting there nice and early, I've booked Gordon Ramsay's plain food for breakfast tomorrow morning at the ungodly hour of 5:30. Looking forward to that thoroughly. Anyway, I intend to audioboo this trip as I have done other ones. I'm not sure whether audioboo is a verb, but it is now. And I will be adding the same tag that I used for my last German trip, RJDE11, to both my audioboos and tweets, were anybody interested in following them. And Simon, who I'm travelling with, also tweets and will hopefully be using the same tag. So, should be interesting. I shall audio boo, no doubt, from the airport or something tomorrow, introduce Simon. I should say that Simon is somebody who I've travelled with a lot in the past. We travelled in Central Europe, as well as with Mark, who travelled with me to Paris in August. I've also been with Simon to Turkey, to Rome, to Vienna, to Paris. We've done a fair bit. So I think we work quite well together on these sorts of trips. I'll stop rambling on and go and do some work.